WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the Super Bowl season, and we're going to have something spectacular next week in lieu of Radio Row. 28 years doing Radio Row, hundreds of interviews with celebrities and Hall of Famers, and some of them dearly departed, others still very much with us and feisty. All of it presented at Baltimore Positive, all of it with facts, pictures, videos, and maybe even a little behind-the-scenes stories of how I got Tico Torres from Bon Jovi's band to my set back in 2003 in San Diego. Tell you what, I do this on behalf of the Maryland Lottery, this crazy Maryland Crab Cake Tour thing we do. We're going to be at Drug City on March the 3rd. This is my Drug City. Looks a little bit like Mr. Peanut. I don't really know. I'm going to have to ask George about that. But we're going to be at the Fountain at Drug City with my middle school music teacher, Mr. Calvin Statham, and the Statham Singers. We're going to have a great day that day, tell a lot of old stories. It is all presented by the Maryland Lottery, but John Martin's about to join us, and I just want to say this to you. I had a handful of these. I think this is the last of the last ones of the holiday cash drops I have. I'm going to get some new ones from you guys for Drug City. But I gave them out at State Fair. Breakfast on Friday, had Ron Cassie from Baltimore Magazine down. We're talking about their cover thing, and I had Jeff Brandis, and And I gave these out during breakfast, and I'm literally on the air just like talking about stuff or whatever. And I hear a woman start yelling, and I'm like, what happened? I looked up. She's holding the ticket. She's pointing at me, and $20. $20 gets screaming over 21228. John Martin is here. He's the director of all things. You get to have all the fun and give all the money away. And it's fun for me when people win. It really is.
You know, it is a lot of fun. $20 is a wonderful way to start a Friday when you weren't expecting it. You know, you used a term at the beginning of the show here, and I'm not familiar with. I think you called it Super Bowl.
The big game.
I'm from Cleveland. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar.
Oh, that's right. Well, you could be from Cincinnati and not be familiar with the parade to have. Could be from Buffalo and know what it's like to get there and hurt. So at least in the Browns case, I'm just going to say this. You've never been there. So you don't know, you know, I mean, you know, you haven't lost. You don't know that pain that these people in Cincinnati.
No. We defined pain. There's a lot of pain.
Yeah, it's Cleveland.
I've been in therapy 50 years. I know exactly what pain is.
Well, yes. You know,
but you know what's not painful?
Go ahead.
Our 50th anniversary. That is fun. 50 years of fun with the Maryland Lottery.
Well, you're kicking this off really soon, right? And we're going to see it, feel it, all of this. You've been talking about this for like 3 years, like literally ramping up for this.
Well, you have to. It's a big deal. And we started running January 2nd. We hit the ground running. We had a $1 fast play game. We're 50, win $50. And then in January, just last week, we launched our family of games, our gold multiplier scratch off tickets. And I took the time, hopefully, to educate some of your listeners to what a multiplier family is. And that's the fun part of when you scratch off and get one of those funky little symbols on there and you go, wow, what's this? What does this mean? It's a 5X. What does that mean? That means whatever cash price you have multiplies by 5 and you win that amount.
How many X's can it be? 2, 5, 10? What's the most multiple it can be?
Well, in this game, and there are 4 price points, $1, $2, $5, and $10, I believe, is the, you know what? I don't have to believe because I have the power to actually check that out right here.
Proof. Yeah, you have living proof. It lives at mdlottery.com. I know this.
Yes, exactly. mdlottery.com. Yes, it's gold times 5, gold times 10, gold times 20, and gold times 50. And that's $1, $2, $5, and $10 respectively. And the fun part about this, Nestor, is on the $1 gold times 5 ticket, you only have one multiplier option, 5 times. On the $2 gold times 10, you have a 5 or a 10. You see where I'm headed here? On gold times 20, you can have a 5, a 10, or a 20. And on gold times 50, you can have 5, 10, 20, or 50. As behind the schmutz when you reveal it.
So it's a $5 winner. It's times 50 and it's really $250.
You got it. See how fun it is right there. You did it.
I love playing games. And, you know, for all of this, you know, before we even go back, I want to go to the lottery in the 50th and stuff. But you talked about all of this want and need with Cleveland and Super Bowl and that feeling of winning and all that that goes in. I'll just say this, as we sit here with Lamar problems and Cleveland problems, it's really hard to win the Super Bowl, right? Can we just say, I just want to point that out because I've been trying to talk sense into people in our listening audience here that we should win the Super Bowl every year. And it's been 10 years and the Baltimore Bullies have been 22 years now or whatever it's been. So I just want to say it's hard to win. It's Nestor, hard to win the lottery sometimes too.
I deal with numbers. It's my job. It's what I do. I can't say it, but I deal with it. Numbers and probabilities and statistics. There are 32 NFL teams every year, correct?
Correct.
How many can win the Super Bowl?
Only one, and the rest of them feel awful no matter where they finish, to be honest.
Yeah. They have 31 non-winners, as we say here in the lottery. 31 non-winners.
And no second chances.
See what we're doing. This is good. This is good stuff here today. People are getting a treat here today.
Well, this is what happens when Zig Ziglar. I'm a big Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar guy. Yes. Zig Ziglar he was probably the first motivational speaker I'd ever seen. I saw him speak. It will be the CFG Bank Arena, then the Baltimore Civic Center. And he comes out with a tie on. And he has all those colloquialisms and all that country and all that Texas stuff. But the deal that I never forget, and I bring it up every day, is the day before your vacation, you get more done. So this segment is going to have more in it and getting more done. One thing getting done, jackpots, right? Like I was driving, and I want to give free plug to whoever else you're advertising. I'm not the only place that the Maryland Lottery advertises. You guys are a lot of other places.
Okay. But
there's this giant billboard in Bel Air, and I came pulling through it on the Sunday morning. My wife and I were taking a Bel Air Sunday morning drive, and I saw the giant billboard where the numbers change and it glistens and glows up there. And I thought, 600 and some million. I said, I just talked to John like a day ago. It was only like 450 or something. And I definitely wanted to bring up to you that this thing goes up like 100 million like every day or two once it starts multiplying, I guess.
You know,
right?
the beauty about Powerball is a little over a year ago, they went to 3 days a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. So we snuck an extra draw per week, which is why it gives you that appearance. And yes, depending on when people are listening to this, at the beginning of this week, it started at $613 million before the Monday draw. And depending on how it navigates through Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, it rolls and continues to grow every time.
Is this something you've seen through the course of your lottery tenure, John, where like the thing really does get a lot more rapid? I mean, we've had a couple of billion in the last year. It feels like it never used to get. You guys used to have three digits at the Royal Farms, and you have to recode the digital as when it goes to a B. We're getting. I don't want to say it's like storms where they're getting more powerful, but it does feel like there's a part of this with the way you, I don't want to say make the game or how it works, but it does feel like there's a lot more that gets my wife excited when she looks up and sees 600 billion. It used to feel like that didn't happen very often. Now it feels like it's frequent.
You know, it does seem that way, doesn't it? The last probably 18 months, maybe 2 years, it seems like we've got a bigger run here of healthy jackpots. But there's no rhyme or reason. I mean, the games changed significantly back in 2015 and 2017, respectively, Powerball and Mega Millions. And here we are in 2023, and we really haven't seen that until very recently. And it's nice when they can play off each other, right? I mean, we just came off the 1.35 billion Mega Millions, and you turn around and here's Powerball already at 613. So, you know, when it works like that, where they kind of, you know, yin and yang their way through the jackpots, that's good. It's when they're both at the same level, and then they both get hit, and then they both come down to $20 million and start that climb again. But people like to get involved when certain thresholds are hit. You know, I'm not getting until it's $500 million. Okay. Whatever it takes, but we almost see that exponential growth when they start to get and we're getting some serious numbers now, so we should see it really start to heat up.
Teach me the difference between Powerball and Mega Millions is from a branding, but more from where they came from, because at one point Powerball, I think, was the one in Pennsylvania. People were going across the state line. I'm talking 20 years ago, and the second one came aboard differences in the games or where they came from in the history of how they wound up both in our state?
Yeah, that's probably a topic for that's a mini series in and of itself. But the short version is this: there were two competing games, and they had their own state, very parochial. You're right. You had to go to Pennsylvania to get Powerball, and Mega Millions was in Maryland. And then back in 2010, we had an agreement, kind of a peace treaty, if you will, and a shaking of the hands, and we allowed each state to cross sell both games. And so that began in 2010, what we now know today. And the games are very similar. Yeah, you can tweak percentage here or there on the odds of winning, but they're fundamentally the same style of game. But since 2010, they've both been available in just about every jurisdiction in the country that is a lottery member. And, we're always looking ahead. You know, are there ways that we should differentiate one game from another? You know, is it price point? Is it size of jackpot? You know, what are the things that really appeal to people? And my sense is in the next, maybe 3-4 years, we'll probably see some differentiation between the two games so that you can maybe define unique behaviors and unique audiences.
John Martin is here. He tries to educate us on all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. And of course, the sports wagering side. I said Super Bowl a minute ago, and we're going to have a whole lot of coverage next week and all of our Radio Row stuff, but certainly for sports wagering and for all that my 32 years of doing sports radio here in Baltimore, before the Ravens were here, we talked about, could it be legal? Might we get it legal? Might we be able to go to a casino one day and bet just on the game or parlays or exotics or all? We're here, and this is only the second year. I mean, I dare say it feels like old hat, because 15 months ago, you were sweating this out just trying to get the thing online. As now it's mobile. This is first Super Bowl that's going to be mobile as well, coming up in the next couple of weeks. This is, as Fred G. Sanford would say back in the day, this is the big one, right?
This is the big one. Thank you. Thank you for that. The historical
coming to join you, Elizabeth.
and it's interesting because as you get more and more states in, I mean, the number of jurisdictions that don't have it, gets smaller, but we still have some huge potential out there in the country. Massachusetts is coming online January 31st. And, think of all those crazy New England Patriots fans. That really haven't had a chance
done
to get
with it. Listen, I've done odds on this. Okay. You're Mr. Odds guy. And like, they've been in too many. They're done for eternity. They've cashed their card. Right. I mean, right.
I don't need to see that anymore. Yeah.
It's like the Yankees. They never win anymore because they won too much back with Yogi Berra. Right.
I like that.
I knew you would like that, Mr. Guardians guy.
Yeah. But we continue to add locations, and we continue to work with our partners at the SWARC, the Sports Wagering Application Review Commission. We have our monthly meetings, both SWARC and lottery, and we continue to qualify applicants for both retail as well as mobile licenses. And we continue to get SWARC to award those licenses. And then we continue to issue those licenses and do the ceremonial ribbon cutting if we need to. Smiling photo ops and get people up and running. So you can see more of that in 2023 as we continue to work through our sports calendar. Of course, after the big game this weekend, or in 2 weeks rather, March Madness will be the next event, which really draws people out in huge numbers. And then we're going to go into a little bit of a hiatus, a little bit of a calm period, we hope, as the O's and baseball heats up before we get into next football season.
I saw that SWARC, you have like 5 new applicants, right? Like we talked about this. These things are coming on. It's an evolving marketplace, but I saw some familiar names like Green Turtle, right?
Yeah, we're excited about that. We have 2 Green Turtle locations, one in Towson and one in Baltimore.
Canton.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, saying, wait a minute, that's not right. Canton and Towson that will come on board, but they still have a long way to go. They still have to be awarded by SWARC. We still have to make sure. And they're doing some final construction and building, I believe, in both locations. So it's probably realistic that they'll be ready really for the start of the next NFL campaign. That's really a function of how quickly they can move through their construction process and get their final requirements up and running.
John Martin is here. He is director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming as we get ready for the big game and the 50th anniversary. And I want to circle back to the 50th anniversary because it cuts short a little bit in the beginning as we get going with this thing as it sort of rolls out and we tell stories. And there's lots of stories to be told in 50 years of doing this, right? And I think for anybody who will see your markings and out on the front of Baltimore Positive and see ads and billboards that I talk about in Harford County, seeing familiar old logos and the old wishbone, as I would say, that I'm hoping to get a hold of some of those old school tickets. They'll be fun.
They will be a lot of fun. Matter of fact, you'll have not only one, but two opportunities to do that, Nestor. And the first will come up next month in February when we launch a kind of a return to our glory days. The very first scratch-off ticket in 1976. We're bringing it back, sprucing it up. It's called Instant Lottery. It's a $2 ticket, a throwback to our early days. But
they
then,
have all that gummy silver stuff that gets stuck on everything? Oh, or sure. No, we fixed it since then. No,
sure. No, it'll okay. Be the same. It'll be the same.
This stuff's gotten a lot better. You got better products now than you had back then.
Oh, absolutely.
Stuff made a mess all over the carpet when you scratch those off.
Well, it still makes a little bit of a mess. I haven't figured that one out yet. But then, but then in March, we'll have a Maryland Lottery logo scratch off, which will feature not only your familiar wishbone logo. It will feature, I don't even know what we called it, the big L logo that had a kind of magenta and a blue circle within a circle, kind of like a target looking thing. And then, of course, our current Sunburst logo. So you're going to have all
the one
of
right
logo.
Here, the Sunburst. That's the one right there. Here
yes,
you go.
Yes.
There you go.
All right, Starburst. I think we call it Starburst. I'm sorry. Sunburst, Starburst. It's the Burst logo. So we'll have some fun with that over the spring. And yeah, we'll make sure that you have plenty available so that you can, as you're out in the field, talking to lottery players and your fans. And maybe
I'm doing oysters this year. You're not an oyster guy, right? Have we talked about this?
You know, I'm okay with oysters. I have nothing against them as a group of people, but yeah, they're tasty.
Well, what I'm trying to do is, because I've done all these crab cakes and I'm going to continue to do crab cakes, but for our 25th anniversary, it's all, so you're doing 50 years, my 25th anniversary for the station. I bought, first day we turned the radio station on and we've had it on every day ever since, thank God, August 3rd, 1998. So we're celebrating. So we're going to do these 25 days in August of oysters. And here's the thing. When I say crab cakes, there was kind of a connotation. Everywhere you go, you get the crab cake and your options would be, you know, sandwich or not, and broiled or fried. And a lot of places they won't fry them because of the binder, right? With oysters, and my wife's like, God, you eat oyster every day for 25 days? And I'm like, no. It's weird. The way this is going to work is it's variety. So you could do oysters Rockefeller. You could do char grilled oysters. You could do oyster stew. You could do oyster stew. I sound a little bit like Forrest Gump, right? But there's a lot of different ways. Fried oysters. There's just a lot of different ways you can do it. So I'm just looking for a little bit of variety on my 25th anniversary. So 50 years, I'll be out this year. I'll have these scratch off tickets, but oysters are going to be the thing. And some people turn their nose up and I'm like, no, I'm going to make you love oysters. No. They're underappreciated.
I will not turn my nose up. Matter of fact, my wife and I were out. I'm going to say it was maybe a month, maybe 2 months ago. We were out and I won't tell you the name of the place. One, because I don't remember it.
Okay.
And two, I don't know, you know, if I should be mentioning them, but any of that, Oysters Rockefeller. My wife is one of those who turns up her nose.
Really? The spinach? Was, she doesn't like it?
I don't know. I think it's just the oyster. I think she has a thing against oysters. Me, loved them. They were wonderful.
God,
they were
the
wonderful.
That's the way I do them. And I will be hard-pressed in those 25 days to figure out how many. But here's where the research comes in. On behalf of the Maryland Lottery and Window Nation and our sponsors and going all over the state and the stuff we do, is I really want to find specific recipes. You know, so many different ways to make an oyster, fry an oyster, Rockefeller. Some people do bacon. Right on top of the oyster when they do it that way, char grilled. Some people do a garlic butter like that. So we're going to turn this into a cooking hour. John Martin is here. He has equipped me with some Maryland Lottery scratch offs. On the 3rd of March, we're going to get the show back out on the road. We're going to be at Drug City in Dundalk. On the 8th of March, a couple days later, we're going to be at Fadley's. Still little bit of time to get down to the original Fadley's. Every time I go in there, I sort of walk out and I look around thinking this might be the last time, but we're going to be there March 8th, that's for sure, and a whole bunch of other things. Did I get everything in, John? Did I leave anything out here? Or am I too Zig Ziglary and 1 foot in the vacation like Ferris Bueller?
No, you're doing well. You're doing well. We'll try to hold the fort down until you get back, but I think we're in good shape. You know, hopefully these jackpots will continue to rise. People can go to mdlottery.com for more fun information about promotions, contests, what's coming down the line on our 50th anniversary year, and looking forward to our next conversation.
I'm going to post the picture of the lady over at State Fair holding the ticket up. I won. $20. She's like, you bought me breakfast. And I'm like, no, it's courtesy of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming and my friend John Martin. We're going to get back out on the road. We're going to be around all week. For those of you who love the Super Bowl, who love our Radio Row broadcast, who are familiar with 28 years of me slogging what was incredible, like five giant things back in 1996 that became a little like Maxwell Smart briefcase here in recent years. We're going to go through the history of all things and Hall of Famers. I added it up. 118 Hall of Fame football players have joined me from Radio Row. I have them all ready to go next week. It's Super Bowl 57 coverage, Kansas City versus Philadelphia. We don't like to talk about that around here. Oh, the Andy Reid Bowl. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore positive. Stay with us.